This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This is absolutely one of my favorite missionary-type stories. It's told by Doug Nichols, who's from Bothell, Washington, B-O-T-H-E-L-L. I think that's how you pronounce it. While serving with Operation Mobilization in India years ago, tuberculosis forced me into a sanitarium in India for several months. I didn't speak the language, but I tried to give out Christian literature written in their language to the patients, the doctors, and the nurses. Everyone, underline the word everyone, refused. Nobody would take my tracts, my gospel tracts, even though it was in Hindi. I sensed many weren't happy about a rich American. To them, all Americans are rich, being in a free, government-run sanitarium. He says this parenthetically, those people didn't know I was just as broke as they were. The first few nights I would wake around 2 a.m. coughing, just with a gagging paroxysmal cough, as he described it. One morning during my coughing spell, I noticed one of the older and sicker patients across the aisle trying to get out of bed. He would sit up on the edge of the bed and try to stand, but in weakness he would fall back into bed. I didn't understand what he was trying to do. He finally fell back into the bed exhausted. I heard him crying softly. The next morning, I realized what the man had been simply trying to do. All he wanted to do was to go to the bathroom. The stench in our ward was awful. Other patients yelled insults at the man. Angry nurses moved him roughly from side to side as they cleaned up the mess. One nurse even slapped him across the face. The old man curled up into a fetal position and wept. The next night, I woke up again, coughing. I noticed the man across the aisle sit up and again try to stand. Like the night before, he fell back whimpering. I don't like bad smells, Doug says. I didn't want to become involved, but I got out of bed and I went over to him. When I touched his shoulders, his eyes opened in fear that he thought he was going to slap him, so he put his hands up in a self-defense gesture. I smiled, put my arms under him, and picked him up. He was very light due to old age and advanced TB. I carried him to the bathroom, which was just a filthy small room. And he said, I don't even want to describe what he described. I stood behind him with my arms under his armpits. After he finished, I picked him up and carried him back to his bed. As I laid him down, he kissed me on the cheek, smiled, and said something I couldn't understand in Hindi. The next morning, another patient woke me up and handed me a cup of tea. He motioned with his hands that he wanted one of my tracts. As the sun rose, other patients approached and indicated they wanted the tracts that I tried to give before that everyone refused. Throughout the day, even the nurses, interns, and doctors asked for the literature. Weeks later, an evangelist who spoke the language visited me, and he talked to others. He discovered that several had put their trust in Christ as a result of reading the literature. What did it take for God to reach these people? Eloquence? No. Brilliant theology and logic of a missionary? No. He said, all I did was take a man to the bathroom. All I did was take a man to the bathroom and people said, give me your literature. I want to read it. God, who can forgive, is the God who can work in your life. Remember that. The God who forgives you is the God who works in your life. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together.
Well, what about you, my friend? Do you realize the God who forgives is the God who enables? The God who forgives and shows mercy is the God that can give you an opportunity to manifest His love and strength and grace in the lives of other people. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.